English rock band The Who was one of several bands that performed at the Woodstock Music and Art Fair, which concluded on this date in 1969. The music festival was billed as an Aquarian exposition, 3 days of peace and music. The event took place on a 600-acre dairy farm in Bethel, New York, from August 15th to August 18th. During the sometimes rainy weekend, 32 acts performed outdoors in front of 500,000 concertgoers. It is widely regarded as one of the greatest and most pivotal moments in popular music history, and was listed among Rolling Stone magazine's 50 moments that changed the history of rock and roll. The event was captured in the 1970 documentary film Woodstock, an accompanying soundtrack album, and Joni Mitchell's song Woodstock, which commemorated the event and became a major hit for Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and Matthew's Southern Comfort. According to an article in the New York Times, security officials reported at least 2 deaths and 4,000 people treated for injuries, illness, and adverse drug reactions over the 3-day period. On this date in 1978, Searcy County native Jim Ferguson died in Evanston, Illinois. Ferguson made contributions to several hospitals and schools throughout Arkansas. He is most known in Searcy County as the catalyst behind the public library in Marshall, which is named the Jim G. Ferguson Searcy County Library.
Home run Clemente, and the Pirates 2, the Orioles nothing. And what a magnificent performance from Pittsburgh's right fielder, the great Roberto Clemente.
Roberto Clemente, one of Major League Baseball's top outfielders, was born on this date in 1934. Clemente played 18 seasons in the majors, all with the Pittsburgh Pirates. In 1966, he was awarded the National League's Most Valuable Player Award. He was elected into the Hall of Fame posthumously in 1973, making him the first Latin American to be selected and the only current Hall of Famer for whom the mandatory 5-year waiting period has been waived since the wait was instituted in 1954. He was also the first Hispanic player to win a World Series as a starter, win a league MVP award, and win a World Series MVP award. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.